KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour in the news for this Monday, the 11th day of January. Well, later this week, Amador County's no-cost community COVID-19 testing site will change locations. Starting Wednesday, the testing site will move to the Health and Human Services Building off Conductor Boulevard. The testing site at St. Catherine Drexel will close at the end of the day today. Now, moving forward, those with a scheduled appointment will drive around to the rear entrance of the HHS building to the designated parking areas. Appointments will be available Monday, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. Online registration may be accessed by lhi.care/COVID testing. That's lhi.care/COVID testing. Those without internet access may register by calling 1-888-634-1123. That's 1-888-634-1123. Over 18,600 tests have been administered to date. The latest COVID figures for Amador County show 188 active cases. There are currently 16 hospitalized cases in Amador County, 4 out of the county, and 22 confirmed deaths due to COVID-19.
Well, on Friday, Calaveras Public Health confirmed 24 additional cases of COVID-19 in the county. To date, Calaveras Public Health reports a total of 922 confirmed cases of COVID-19. Of those, 869 have since recovered. 31 cases remain active. There's been a total of 22 confirmed deaths related to COVID-19 in the county. Now, Public Health has scheduled free COVID-19 testing clinics this month and in February in Valley Springs, Copperopolis, and West Point. The first, set for this coming Wednesday, 9:30 to 1:30, at the Jenny Lind Fire Department. No appointment needed. For registration details, visit the Calaveras Public Health website. Now, results typically are available in 1 to 3 days of testing. Those taking the test receive a text or an email notification once the test results are available. Now, the regional stay-at-home order remains in effect for the county. Calaveras County is grouped with 11 other counties, currently subject to the requirements of the regional stay-at-home order, given that the regional ICU bed capacity remains below 15%. The order will be lifted when a region's projected ICU capacity meets or exceeds 15%, and the region Calaveras is in is at 0% at this time. Now, this will be assessed on a weekly basis. Remember, everyone at risk for COVID-19, you should take precautions to avoid exposure.
And Amador County, the greater Sacramento region, is in the 6% range today. Well, the Calaveras CHP office is currently investigating a solo vehicle accident that left the driver trapped in their vehicle during the early morning hours of Saturday. According to reports, the vehicle-versus-tree collision occurred near the Golden Gate Drive Highway 49 intersection between San Andreas and McAlamy Hill near the transfer station. The CHP reports that a passerby pulled over onto the shoulder to make a phone call just before 10 Saturday morning and spotted a black sedan under a leaning pine tree, blocking it from view while traveling on the roadway. When officers first arrived on scene, they believed the car to be abandoned, but were surprised when they reached it and found the injured driver inside. Although the driver suffered minor injuries, they were flown to Sutter Medical Center in Roseville for a thorough checkup. Their condition has not been reported. The CHP says the wreckage was removed and traffic was moving freely again on Highway 49 by noon.
And law enforcement agencies throughout the foothills now reporting a recent rash of catalytic converter thefts. You may recall we reported last week about these kinds of thefts in Amador County. Well, now Calaveras and Tuolumne County officials report an uptick. The local thefts are part of a surging nationwide trend as rare metals used to make the pollution control devices have spiked in value and increased in demand. Platinum, palladium, and rhodium, among the valuable metals contained inside the catalytic converters. Car and Driver magazine reported in late December two of the three valuable metals found in the converters now worth more per ounce than gold. Palladium prices in late December more than 300 per ounce, 20% higher than a year ago. Rhodium, which started 2020 around 6,000 an ounce, has increased to more than 17,000 per ounce. Platinum, currently worth more than 1,000 per ounce, for perspective. Now, gold is about $1,950 per ounce. Law enforcement officials say vehicle owners should try to park in well-lit areas, in garages or fenced areas, or in view of surveillance cameras. Residents should also report suspicious activities, including individuals loitering near or under parked vehicles.
Well, the U.S. Forest Service has extended the developed campground closure on 12 national forests in California, including the El Dorado and Stanislaus. The closure is consistent with Governor Newsom's COVID-19 stay-at-home orders. Now, some day use sites will remain open. Remember, if you or anyone in your household feels sick, please remain at home and plan your trip to the forest for another time. All visitors should practice self-sufficiency during their visits to a national forest. Recreating responsibly will help ensure that expanded access to facilities, services, and opportunities can continue. Now, if you have any questions about the El Dorado National Forest, contact the Amador Ranger District office weekdays between 8 and 4:30 at 259-3774.
And Dignity Health Mark Twain Medical Center in San Andreas has awarded more than $32,000 in grants to three organizations that serve the rural mountain ranch community. The three organizations are the Central Calaveras Fire and Rescue Protection District, which has a fire station in Mountain Ranch, the Mountain Ranch Youth Alliance and Resource Center and Food Bank off Whiskey Slide Road, and the Mountain Ranch Community Center and Park. Dignity Health Mark Twain Medical Center recently took part in a community health needs assessment, which identified four significant needs in rural Mountain Ranch: access to primary and specialty care, behavioral health, cardiovascular disease, and older adult health. Over the years, Dignity Health Mark Twain Medical Center has awarded more than $440,000 to Calaveras organizations through its community grant program.
And that, my friends, is a look at local news on a Gold Country, a Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, visit our website. That's KVGCradio.com.